Welcome to the Breaking Point, ladies and gentlemen of Carmel. My name is Jackson Ammons. I'm the host of this week's Breaking Point. Alongside here, I have Ryan Ruthroff.
Hello, everybody.
And we have a special guest on right now who will be playing some...
Breaking Feud.
Yeah, some Breaking Feud with us. His name is...
I'm Lear Obleski, since Jackson won't introduce me.
Yeah, I can't completely.
You introduce yourself, sir, on our show.
Okay, well, now I know the rules. Let's get into it.
I can't complete sentences. You got to fill them. So, we got a lot planned for this week. We've been posting a lot of stuff on the Instagram. So, follow us, breaking_point913. That's brand new as of last week. And we have Song of the Week, Story of the Week, Breaking Feud. All that's going to be coming up very shortly.
Jackson's favorite, Top 6 at 6.
Oh, yeah, right.
Don't like Top 6 at 6.
Because Ryan likes it. He doesn't like the pressure.
I don't like the pressure. You got to think of a random topic and think of their top 6 of blank in 6 minutes.
Now, I've never played Top 6 at 6 before, but I've heard that the pressure is immense.
I don't like it. Jackson loves it.
I love it. It really just gets you going. I mean, your heart's pounding. I mean, you're on air. That's not actually happening, but it's
okay.
Fun.
Well,
you are on air.
I'm excited.
It's fun.
I'm excited.
It's fun. So, next up right here.
This is Allie Wells-Podell, sponsor of TEDxCHS.
So next up here is a promo, apparently. This song right here is Fortune Teller by Calexico on the Edge. You can call and request a song, 844-4570. You're on the Breaking Point right now. We're going to be playing maybe some Would You Rather, so you can give your opinion there as well. But stick around. We're here till 6:30 p.m. Fortune Teller by Calexico. Welcome back to the Breaking Point. You're on live with Jackson and Ryan and our guest Leo right now. Leo, say hi to the people of Carmel.
Hello, people of Carmel.
So we have this thing called the Breaking Feud.
Yes, we do. I love Breaking Feud more than Top 6 at 6.
Ryan got this great game. He's listening to a podcast, and so we were inspired by it, calling Breaking It Feud, and we played last week. We had two guests on, so I'm going to play you a quick clip of what happened last week, so you're all caught up if you missed last week's segment. We also have a bracket, so you can follow that. Again, Instagram is breaking_point913. So here's that little clip of last week. Anyway, So that was all. That was last week. So Sam and Emily both won. They'll be coming on pretty soon.
Doesn't that just bring back memories? It feels like
awesome.
It was just yesterday. It was last week.
It was a week ago, though. So that's awesome. So we're ready to play here with Leo. I'll be taking on Leo. We had another guest, but that got switched around. So we're switching around the bracket, and now I'll be taking on Leo, and will be very close. Leo says he's pretty bad.
Well, I mean, all my prep work was strategized towards Ben Miller, who was supposed to be the, you know, my
opponent.
My opponent, but you know, now that I got Jackson, it's all new territory for me. I really don't know how I'm gonna play.
I don't either. I don't like Breaking Feud. I like it. I'm just terrible at it.
Yeah.
Me when we said a white animal and I said albino gorilla.
I don't know how you got that. The number one answer was polar bear.
Yes, I wasn't thinking there.
And then rabbit. How did you not get either of those two?
I don't know. I was going to say horse, though, and that was number four, right?
Horse.
I don't know if it was four, but I know it was on there. It was like maybe four or three.
I don't know. But, yeah, so Brady lost against Sam. That's pretty...
Which was really funny because Brady was talking trash to Sam that entire week.
Oh, I know. It was just absolutely terrible. But it was a really good outcome right now, so... And Brady, if you're listening, I'm sorry, man, but that's killer.
Good for Sam
to
stand up for himself.
Yeah,
I know.
Sam's determined to get the crown.
Like yes.
He's prepared and ready to go all the way.
On the right track so far.
He is. So we're gonna play some Breaking Feud right after this next song. It's Song of the Day. I chose this week. This is Anna Sun by Walk the Moon.
I have some information about Anna Sun.
You?
Yes.
I didn't expect that.
Well, good, because I don't think anybody did. Anna Sun is a song recorded by Walk the Moon, originally for their 2010 album, I Want, I Want. The song was included in the band's 2012 major label debut album. it was released as a commercial single on February 7th.
That's pretty cool. This is Anna Sun by Walk the Moon, On the Edge. Welcome back to the Breaking Point. Right now, you're on the Edge, 91.3 WHAE. My name's Jackson. Alongside here, Ryan and Leo.
Leo, we forgot to introduce you fully to the public.
Well, so, all right.
Let's how are you?
It. I'm doing well. I mean, what could be better than being on 91.3 WHJE The Edge on a Thursday afternoon?
Specifically The Breaking Point.
Specifically
right?
yeah. The Breaking Point.
Yeah. What could be better? Couldn't say it better myself. You go to Carmel High School here, right?
I do.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a junior here, Ryan.
You're a junior. Nice. Are you taking hard classes this year? Like, are you gonna...
I'm taking radio class. So
that is, I will agree, that is pretty hard.
Difficult, but very fun class.
Yes.
Thank you, Jackson.
Sorry I interrupted you. Okay, that interview, I just had to... We got to get to the game, man.
We do. Are you guys ready?
I'm so ready.
I'm Breaking
Never
Feud.
Been more excited.
It's me and Leo right now, and then we have two more guests on coming after who will battle out.
Yes, and this is...
To we keep their like, name on the bracket.
Like we said earlier, we've got a bracket going for the champion of the first ever Breaking Feud. So I will explain the rules real quick. There are a certain amount of answers. I'll ask a question. Your goal is to raise your hand. First one to raise their hand will get to answer first. Your goal is to get the number one answer. If you get the answer, if you say an answer and it's not on the chart, then your opponent will have a chance to answer. And if they get anything that's on that chart, they will win that round. It's best 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Whoever wins will move on to the next round.
They will keep their name on the infamous Breaking Feud bracket.
Yes. I'm so excited. I can't wait to be here. I just want to move up on that bracket.
A little cocky, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did some prep work during that break on you and what your typical answers were, so, you know, I think I've studied enough now to play.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So, Jackson, ready?
I think I am.
Leo, are you ready?
I think I am.
Wow. Hands on the table.
Original, I see.
Hands on the table, gentlemen.
Yeah.
First question. Name something you dress up for. Leo.
Church.
That's number two answer. Jackson.
Funeral.
No.
What?
Ooh.
Funeral was not on there. So Leo gets the first round. 1-0. Number one answer. Weddings.
Okay.
You dress up for weddings. Church was number two. Party was number three. Dates were four. Halloween was 5 and work was 6.
Halloween. I didn't even think
about
that.
I never thought about Halloween, but that seems pretty obvious now.
Yeah. All right. 1-0, Leo leads.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
name another word for cold. Jackson.
Flu.
What?
Oh, I see what you say, but no.
Dang it.
Leo.
Another word for cold?
Yes. You got 5 seconds.
Shivering. That was dumb.
Jackson, back to you.
That was dumb.
5. 4.
Freezing.
Dang. That's number one answer right
that
there.
Dumb. That was dumb. I can't believe I said that.
You want to explain your thought process?
I was like, because when you're cold, you shiver.
So yeah. Shivery?
I got you.
Shiver, I don't know. I was caught up in the moment.
I've never used it as an adjective.
I agree. That was not an intelligent move.
Yeah. Number two was chilly. 3 was frigid. 4 frigid. Was frosty, and 5 was frozen.
Frosty and frigid, okay.
Yes. Are you ready? This one, so it's 1-1.
1-1.
Okay.
And this one...
I'm ready to recover.
You guys both like sports, am I right?
I do enjoy sports activities.
So this one, depending on if you follow this sport or not, you should be able to get pretty fast.
Okay.
Name a famous baseball player, Leo.
Albert Pujols.
No.
What?
Not on there. Jackson. 4, 3.
I don't know. I don't follow baseball at all.
What, Leo?
Derek Jeter.
No.
What?
Derek Jeter's in the Hall of Fame.
He is, but he's not on this list.
What?
Yeah, Jackson.
Okay, I got basketball 5, and football. I don't follow
4,
no baseball.
3, 2.
He liked
1.
Ammons.
Oh. Once I say the answer, you're gonna be
mad. Alex Rodriguez.
No,
this is ridiculous. I've named
Jackson. Do you have it?
No, I'm trying to think of a movie. It's
4.
I saw
movie.
A movie. 3. Yes, it's a movie about a
2.
I don't know.
1. Do you have anything?
No, of course
Leo.
Not.
Leo.
Bryce Harper?
No.
These are all baseball players.
All right. We're disregarding this question.
Thank God.
Number one answer, Babe Ruth.
God, Wait.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I probably should have thought of that.
Then it's Jackie Robinson.
That's who I was thinking of.
And Joe DiMaggio, Hank Aaron, Mickey Mantle.
Wait, are we supposed to say, like, Okay, were we supposed to say like the greatest baseball players?
No, no. Name a famous baseball player.
There's a specific list of the most picked baseball
common.
Players in this. Yeah.
Okay. Most common, like what people would answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that one's going to nobody because Jackson doesn't know baseball apparently.
Not even a little bit. And apparently, neither is Leo.
Okay. Well, I'm little frustrated at that question. I did name four
yes,
all-star baseball players,
but they're not that common.
Not on the list.
All right. Are you ready for the next one?
I'm yes. so ready.
So it's 1-1 still. Trying to get three. Name an image that's often used in ads at Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Oh. Wait, we both
yeah. said it. I'll give it to Jackson because he
Whoa, I said that first.
He raised his hand first.
Oh, boom. I don't like
yeah.
this.
Mm-mm-mm. Turkey was number
like
one.
That's I don't like right. this.
Number two was family dinners. Three was pilgrims. Four Native Americans. And five cornucopia.
Cornucopia. I said turkey first. Just let
it. You didn't raise your hand, though. Neither of you did. So I had to give it
I raised my hand.
You raised your
yeah,
hand.
Okay, but if we but both you, did it, then we the person who said it first get it.
Didn't wait for me to call on you. And I was going to give it to true. Jackson because he raised his hand first.
I don't know about
Boom.
That. Don't know about that.
Well, I'm the judge, Leo.
Okay, 2-1. Let's move.
Okay, Ryan.
All right. This could be the match point right here. It is the match point right
mm-hmm.
here. Are you ready?
So ready.
Mm-hmm.
Name another word for tired. Leo.
Oh, crap.
Four, three,
exhausted.
Two. That was the number one answer.
Boom, there we go.
What was sleepy?
Sleepy was two.
I was going to say sleepy.
So, oh, we got...
2-2.
2-2. Yeah. Number three was worn out. Four was stressed. Then fatigue, burnt out, and
stupid.
Restless.
Okay. All right.
Final
2-2.
One.
2-2.
This one is a little challenging.
Okay.
Match point. Whoever
it's
wins
not
this.
Stupid baseball question.
No,
again,
it's
right?
not.
No, that was not a dumb question. I'm just mad that I didn't get it.
Yeah. Whoever gets this, we'll move on to the next round in the Breaking Feud tournament.
Okay.
Name a famous tower. Leo.
Willis Tower.
I'll give.
Or Sears Tower?
Yes. Okay. That's number two, though. Jackson, do you have number one?
Eiffel Tower.
That was the number one
oh,
answer.
Come
Jackson
on.
Is moving on to the next round. He has redeemed himself.
Oh my gosh!
Speech, speech,
oh, wow.
speech, speech, speech.
Thank you.
Those are fake claps, everyone. No one's actually clapping. I want everyone to know that.
I'm just so blessed. I'd like to thank everyone who supported me in this this great challenge I faced. And yeah, that's about it.
Still a little salty about that. The turkey question, I believe I got that one right. And the baseball question.
The baseball
question
was
twice.
Stupid. I'll give you
yes.
that.
Twice I feel that I've just dominated Jackson. But okay. rules are rules. Jackson's a winner.
Do we want to do this? Jackson, do you want a rematch?
Well, why would
Depends
Jackson?
On what we're going to.
We'll do a rematch question after this break then.
Okay, we might do that.
All right, here's my redemption shot.
It's the most...
Hola, we're back.
Yes, we are back, and Jackson has accepted the challenge to take on Leo. One final question for it all.
It seemed like to be a little like forced, honestly.
It
like,
is.
You agreed. I mean, you agreed.
Yeah, you agreed to it.
Like, can't say forced if you agree to it.
I agreed, but I was like getting like an evil eye.
Hey, be confident with you, Jackson. Be confident.
Okay.
So here's if this is Blake, whoever wins this. We'll move on,
Fair
no
enough.
Matter what just happened.
Okay.
That's right.
Are you ready?
No.
Too
I
bad.
I want to be over.
Name a body part that often gets broken. Jackson?
Arm.
Number one answer.
Okay.
He has redeemed
Dang.
Himself.
We're
kept
done.
Himself well, as a champion.
Leo broke his arm,
I know.
Too.
I raised my hand, too, but Jackson was quicker.
So. Were you going to say arm?
I was going to say arm.
Leo
yeah.
broke his arm.
Yeah, Leo did break his arm.
Yep.
Number two was leg. Three was finger. And... foot was four. So, Leo,
foot.
Do you want to say a goodbye speech?
Hey, we still got him for 10 minutes.
We still got him for 10 minutes, but you want to say a goodbye speech for Breaking Feud?
Well, you know, it was a long-lived journey. I've prepared a lot for this. You know, I studied for Ben at first, but then, you know, the opponent switched to Jackson really threw me off, and I think that's what eventually led to my doom.
Yes, we would... What are we doing after this? What are we going to have Leo do with us for one final thing?
I mean, a little would you rather?
Yeah, we could do that.
That seems like a good, nice little way to settle down after heart pumping.
Yes, let's see if Leo likes Would You Rathers. Do you know what those are, Leo?
I do know what Would You Rather. It's a pretty basic concept, I'd say.
Yes, they are. Jackson.
Yes.
Are you pulling up our Would You Rathers right now?
It is, but the internet seems very slow. I had a link saved, but it doesn't seem to be working.
All right. Technology. We'll just got to go to a quick break right now. So,
or are we?
Are we?
Or are we?
Do you have the link working?
I think I do. Would you rather explore space or the ocean?
I would rather explore the ocean.
The ocean.
Because although the space is no one's explored it yet. Very few people have explored it yet. Like the ocean, I feel like there's so much more life down there. Like we don't really know 100% what's in the unexplored parts of the ocean. So I feel like you get to see a lot of cool stuff down there.
I have I would love to see a black hole, honestly, but I feel like that's very dangerous.
You wouldn't see it for long because you'd be sucked up in it and
yes,
die.
I know. I want to find a way where I could see it and back away slowly so I'm not sucked in.
I'm going to have to go against what Leo said about the ocean being unexplored. Much of space is pretty much unexplored too. Well, so you can't really make that argument.
Well, okay.
But he wants to see the ocean.
I feel like in space.
It's all the same, kind of.
Well, I don't know if it's all the same. But obviously we've explored more of the ocean than we have the space. Space is just unbelievable. We haven't even understood that. But I feel like there's just more exciting stuff for just in my opinion, in the ocean. Just because you get to see all the sea creatures and whatnot. I don't know. That's my theory.
A valid argument.
I feel like the ocean would be more interesting, more vivid, I guess.
Yeah, you might see some prehistoric creature down there or something. Who knows?
Megalodon.
Yeah, something. You never know.
Okay, I got one more. Would you rather have a 10-hour dinner with a headstrong politician or attend a 10-hour concert from a music group you hate?
Oh, wow. I am very opinionated in my music tastes, so... Wow, that is a rough question.
That's
another one. That's another one that'd be rough.
Yeah, while you think about your answer, I'm going to give mine. I'm going to say politician.
Really?
Yes, because, I mean, you don't have to listen to them. You just, have them go on in your ear while you just tune them out.
It's still for 10 hours.
Am I allowed to bring headphones to the dinner?
No. You gotta really embrace both sides.
Okay, well... I think I'm going to have to go with the politician because if I'm at a dinner with a politician, I'm like, hey, look, there's food. I can focus on the food and not have to worry about
it. There's food at a concert.
Yeah. Well, okay, but that's concert food. We all know how that is. I mean, then again, I don't know how classy this dinner is. This question is not specific. I am not given enough information to figure out what answer I should choose.
It's a politician dinner at McDonald's.
Ooh, McDonald's. That changes
you know what?
Everything.
I can't because...
I was kidding. I don't know if it is.
There's already a few bands in my mind that I'm like, no, I would rather go to
do music group.
I'd rather go to the politician.
Yeah.
It's something that I can at least somewhat jam out to. I mean,
because you don't like it.
True, but I'm sure there's a song or two that I don't absolutely despise.
Okay, well.
I don't know. I can't think of a band right now that I really detest.
I have one final would you rather because Leo can relate to this one.
Okay.
Would you rather always lose or never play?
That's actually pretty good. That was pretty good. Always lose or never play? Always lose.
Okay.
Same.
I'm going
with always lose.
Well, actually, it depends. I mean, always lose, man. That's rough.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I had fun playing today. If I mean, just specifically Breaking Feud, I had a lot of fun playing today. So I can at least come away with, I had a lot of fun.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, that's good.
So we're going to go to a quick break. I have one would you rather for the audience only. Would you rather have a cook or a maid? So you can call in 844-4570 and tell us your opinion right there. You're on the Breaking Point with Jackson, Ryan, and Leo right now. Leo, you got any final things to say before you leave the show?
Well, I've already said how disappointed I am in myself for not being able to overcome the schedule change, from Ben to Jackson. But,
it was hard.
I think the second half of the game, I failed to live up to my expectations because I did come up with that 1-0 lead in the first half, but, just unable to put together a second half performance.
First half. So.
unable to put up that kind of performance, as I'd like to say. But I had fun.
Awesome.
I had fun.
Well, that's all you could ask.
It's been nice having you here, Leo. We would love to see you here again in the future.
Well, I'd love to play again, but I'm pretty sure I'm out, so don't know if that can happen.
We can play in your free time.
Yeah. You can practice. Start practicing. Practice
for next year. There we go.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So you're on the Breaking Point. Jackson, Ryan, Leo. We have two more guests coming up to play some Breaking Feud. Addy and Nick are coming up to compete against each other to keep their name on the bracket. You're on the edge on the Breaking Point.
My name is Mrs. Overbeck, and I teach English at...
This is Snow by Red Hot Chili Peppers on the edge. Keep it here. Request a song, 844-4570. And if you have an opinion on that, would you rather? Just call in. Tell it to us. Welcome back to the Breaking Point right now here on the edge. My name is Jackson, and we've got two new guests right now. What are you guys' names?
Hey, guys, it's Addy.
Hi, I'm Nick Lewis.
Hi, Addy. Hi, Nick.
How's it going?
You guys are both in 11th grade, right?
Yes, I'm a junior.
Awesome.
I'm also a junior alongside my Mr. Nick over here. And I was about to say my co-host, but you're not really my co-host. Jackson's hosting this.
Hi.
Yeah, I remember last year, Addy, you had a show in the morning, Toast with Yoast. You're probably still used to that.
Yep, Toast with Yoast was pretty much, it was so much fun. It was on Friday mornings. That was so much fun, and I sure do miss it, but this is my second time on the Breaking Point, and I'm excited to be back.
Awesome. So, Nick, what about you? You excited?
Oh, you know I'm always hype about stuff like this, and it's just fun to have an opportunity to be on the air at any time here at the station. So.
Awesome. So, we're gonna play some Breaking Feud. You guys excited?
I'm so excited, Jackson.
I'm hyped. You know, I'm ready to explode right now. The hype is so real.
Absolutely. So, here we go. I just fixed your levels. I'm like, why the heck are you not coming through? But now you're fixed. Talk real quick.
Hey.
There we go.
There we go. All right,
good.
I know we couldn't hear him. We're like, no, we need to hear Nick.
So sidetracked. But yeah, okay, so this is Nick over here, 11th grade. He's the operations manager here at WHAE. So he fixes all the technical difficulties. Which,
even though you just fixed that.
I couldn't really be over there at the DJ board to fix it for you. So.
I almost need your help. So we're going to do a story of the week real quick. That's going to be coming up very shortly. But so I just beat Leo. Were you guys listening to that?
I listened to it.
You listened to it?
Yeah, I was
outside
the station.
I don't know. I may have to go back and listen to that because I don't know if I believe that, Jackson.
It was pretty jank. You know, that was pretty shady when I listened to it. The way that Jackson beat Leo, like, I kind of think we need to do a loser's bracket or something.
Hey, I gave him a rematch round just in case that little turkey thing wasn't legit, but Ryan says it was, so it
Man,
probably
I really
was.
Need to go back and listen to this.
Yeah, Addy, it was pretty shady.
Shady.
It was a little shady. So we're going to go to a break real quick. Coming right back, we'll have Story of the Week and then immediately going to Breaking Feud with these two guys who are ready to battle it out. They've been ready all week. They've been preparing. So I'm excited to see how this one goes down.
Yes, we are back on 91.3 WHJE. And while all you guys were talking back there, talking about your little selves, I was researching some Story of the Week.
Story of the Week sounds very interesting. Ryan, what do you got for us?
So, a Japanese man has set a new Guinness World Record in track and field. His age is 105.
Oh.
So wait, is it a new world record for a senior citizen, or is it like all time?
He set the world record as the world's oldest competitive sprinter.
Oh.
Dude.
I bet he could beat me. Let's hear what is...
Hidekichi Masasaki, a father of four and grandfather of 10, completed the 100-meter sprint in 42 seconds on Wednesday.
Wow. A lot better than I can do.
That's impressive, man.
That's very impressive.
To keep in that sort of physical, fit, that state of physical fitness, that's just crazy at that age.
That's like goals.
Squad goals.
Exactly.
When I'm old, that's what I want to be. I want to be a guy that can run. Not that I'm running, but biking or something. I'd love to be able to do that.
I think that's just awesome that someone, like, you know, when you get older, it's kind of like your excuse, like, oh, I'm retired, I can just chill and stuff, which I don't think necessarily is a bad thing, but really, like, that takes motivation, and just seeing that a 105-year-old is still that motivated is pretty cool.
105 years old, that's crazy.
His daughter said that he had not been sleeping well up to the competition, that he was actually experiencing leg pains.
Wow.
So to overcome that and set the world record, that's impressive, actually.
You said that, and it didn't quite process. I was, like, thinking. I was like, okay, like, oh, wow, he just ran. Oh.
Yeah.
It took me a second.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, that's a really inspirational story, actually, you know, just to hear something like that. Because sometimes, even when you're in high school, like, you guys, we all, like, get down in the dumps sometimes, maybe we're, you know, a little bit, feeling a little bit blue or under the weather one day, but... You know, this just kind of goes to show you that in the end, you can always make something happen with your life.
Absolutely. So it's 6 o'clock. So we got top six at six right now. Nick has picked one before the break, and it's cars. So we're doing top six cars right now. Addie, do you know cars?
Oh, I have a top six. So don't worry.
So, I mean, I don't really know specific cars, but I know a brand.
So are we talking top six brands or just cars in general?
Like brands. Truck or like General Motors?
I'm
going to
say brand.
I'm going brand.
Yes. Brand? Okay. All right.
Okay, so
I'll try my best.
I'll start. My all-time favorite would be a Corvette. Love Corvettes. They look beautiful. Every time I see one, I get a little jealous. So
if we're going by brand, that's Chevy then.
The specific model.
Let's
I
just
guess.
Like, how Models. About we just
all right,
do
all right, specific
want.
Model yes. or some, you know, what it depends on your scope of car knowledge, yeah. I guess.
Yes, I guess I'm going next. I'm gonna say I love the Ford Mustangs, especially the old like 1960s. Oh, yes, those are fantastic.
I have to say my dream car since I have been very little is a Mini Cooper. And it actually originally started off, my dog, his name is Cooper, and so I really liked him. And Lizzie, a fellow staff member here, has the blue Mini Cooper, my dream car. And so whenever she's driving around somewhere, she'll sometimes pick me up, you know, because she has my dream car.
That's
so.
Cool. What about you, Nick?
Well, I'll be honest, Ryan actually stole mine. You know, I'm a really big fan of the Ford Mustang as well.
Okay.
If I had to come up with another car or... Well, first off, I'll go with, like, a specific model of Ford Mustang. I like the Mustang Cobra R from 2000. It's a really rare car. I think only, like, 300 or so were made.
Yeah, see, I don't know that type of knowledge, that specific. I'm Chevrolet Corvette.
Yeah, my brother's really into cars, so I just sort of pick up on a lot of things from him and do my That's own cool. research sometimes as well. So
That's cool. My number two, if I can't have a Corvette... And I can't. I'm gonna go with Camaro, Chevrolet. That's just my brand right there.
Classic Camaro or like a new Camaro?
The new Camaros look really good, but the classic Camaros.
Are cool.
The classic. Yeah,
classic.
That's what I would go with too.
Yeah.
You actually took my second one.
That's right, I did.
I'm going with the Camaro too, but I like the newer ones actually.
Oh, okay.
I like that sleek look that they give.
Awesome. I have to say my next one is just. The brand Volkswagen, because, like, okay, they just, I like the bugs, because they're little and, like, cute. They're kind of a girl car. But then Jackson over there, he has a Volkswagen, and his car is actually really nice.
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I feel like all their cars, like, are just really well-rounded, and, yeah.
Okay, Nick.
Number two, I'd probably have to go with a BMW M3.
BMW. That was going to be my number three. BMWs are nice.
Yeah.
What do you like about those?
It's like I would definitely be able to afford a Mustang way before I'd be able to afford that, though. So, you know, just talking impractically here, BMW M3.
Nice. Okay, so yeah, BMW would be my number three. Just, I don't care. 5 Series are usually pretty good. I like those. Ryan, what about you?
It's your turn.
I just went.
Oh.
He said BMW number three.
That's what I thought you said.
No, that was me for number two.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mine would probably be the Ferrari 488. I love Ferraris, especially the cherry red.
You get so discouraged. It's just like cherry one description red. You're exactly. caught up on.
Exactly.
Addy, go with your 3 and 4. Actually, no, you can't do that yet.
Yeah, I have to think about this. I think like Cadillacs, aren't those kind of like Cadillacs? The cool, like older.
Cadillac's cool.
I like the kind of older, you know, Cadillac. I don't know. I don't know if I necessarily have that as my car, but they're pretty cool. Yeah.
Did you know that Elvis used to drive a pink Cadillac?
Oh, I think I did know that. I went to Graceland and I saw it there.
Oh, that's cool.
What about you, Nick? Number three.
Number three. I'd probably have to go with maybe a Mercedes.
Mm. Oh, wait, no, that's number. Yeah, three.
Yeah, number three, a Mercedes. If I had to pick a favorite, the CLK GTR. Extremely expensive. Like, that's way more than the M3 ever will cost, or the Mustang for that matter. But, like I said, we're talking dream cars here, and that, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to try to speed this up. Just see if we can get it in 6 minutes, which I don't think we can.
We're not going to.
I don't think so either, but we got to keep the streak alive. Anyway, my 4 and 5 would have to be Volkswagen would be number 4 and Pontiac would be number 5.
My 4 and 5 would be, my 4 would be the Audi R8, and my number 5 would, I'm going to tone it down from the luxury cars that I've been saying, and I'm going to go with the Toyota Tacoma. The truck.
Those are nice, yeah. Mm.
Well, I'm over here like looking on my phone because I do not know cars at all. I'm just like, give me something that can drive.
Someone with 4 wheels, I'll be good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, let me think. I like Lexus. My mom has a Lexus and it drives very nice. So I'd have to say that. And then, I did my driver's ed in a Nissan, so that was pretty cool. So I'm going to go with that.
That's cool. Nick, 4 and 5.
Let's see, number 4.
Wait, you didn't do 5.
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
okay,
I did too.
Yeah. Okay, so 4 and 5.
Number 4, I think I'm going to have to go with a truck, the Ford F-150 Raptor.
Ooh. Those are nice.
Yeah, sport package and everything. Oh.
Double cab?
Maybe, it depends.
Okay.
Depends on how I'm feeling.
It really doesn't depend on it. Oh, how am I feeling at this one moment when I'm buying this car?
Or no, just buy one of each and then, you know, stick them both in your garage, whichever one you're feeling. Just
yeah.
Like,
I mean, if
just
I
like
can,
a pair of shoes.
I mean, if I can afford a CLK GTR, I can definitely afford one of those. Okay. Let's see, number 5. Gosh. I'd probably have to go with, I'm at a loss right now. Okay. I usually don't think about it this deeply. Probably a classic Camaro.
Camaro, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with an Audi. Ryan said it, and then I...
Audi R8 or a different kind?
I don't really know. I just like the brand Audi.
Okay.
You said Addy in a British accent.
Yeah, I love Audi. I love Audi. Audi, how you doing over there? Audi.
Pretty good. Over here.
All right, for my final car, I'm going to go with the Nissan GT-R. 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
Okay.
Respect.
Okay, for me, I'm just naming off cars that I know, you know? And my friend Juliana, she'll appreciate this. She just got a car. It's a Nissan Juke, and it's pretty cool. It kind of reminds me of a Mini Cooper a lot, just like the way it's built and it's structured and stuff. And it's very, like, it's small, but then it's pretty manageable, so yeah.
And Nick, your final car?
Let's see. My number 6, I'll try and go with something more practical here. Maybe just like a Pontiac Firebird or something like that, like a classic Firebird.
Yes. I will agree with that.
That sounds pretty nice. I was looking at that for like a first car, but then I ended up with my handy-dandy Volkswagen. So I love those.
I feel like the insurance on those things is just crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad was probably not excited when I was like, hey, again, what about Pontiac? Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. Brad, for this, head straight into some breaking fugues. I know that's what most of you guys are here for. So we got Addy and Nick facing off. Keep their name on that bracket. It's on.
Dump some salt on that one.
Oh, man.
The hype is real.
Okay, here we go. Going right back up. We got some breaking point.
Ruth Ruff and Jackson Ammons.
That's right. It's the breaking feud right now, and it's a gigantic feud between Addy and Nick.
It's on, Nick.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like I said before the break, the salt is real. We're about to dump, like, bring in the whole salt truck, freaking dump all that stuff in this studio right now.
That's quite an exaggeration.
Oh, my goodness.
What's up, Brian?
So, Addie was on, when we first experimented with this game, Addie was on for the first time.
She got a personal look at Albino Gorilla.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. I was actually listening into that one. That was pretty interesting.
Yes.
But I beat Jackson, you know, like everybody else, except Leo.
Yeah, Leo
Jackson,
did.
Like, dominated Leo, I heard.
Leo, though, is very salty about it. He does not agree with anything that happened.
So hang on. I want to ask about Albino Gorilla real quick. Like, can I have some context? Like, why was that an answer?
It was a white. He said, name a white animal, and...
Jackson raised his hand first, so he got the answer first.
No, that is
No. I raised my hand first, and I said something that was on there or not on there. Either way.
It wasn't on there, because then Addie got to answer.
Yes, then Addie answered.
No, that was with a different guest. That was Olivia.
It was Olivia.
But I was listening in, and I was on that day, later.
So Olivia answered, a girl named Olivia answered. She answered to me, it was like number two, so I was fighting for that number one, and I was really pressured, and I just said, I was thinking albino, it was a white, okay, albino gorilla, and I said albino gorilla, and it just didn't work out, not even a little bit.
So why did you think albino rather than something obvious like polar bear?
Because my brain doesn't work.
Polar bear was
that.
My first guess,
polar bear was
the
number one answer.
Yeah, I mean, that makes more. That makes a lot more. You could have even said like great white tiger or something like that. Why albino gorilla?
I should not be in high school.
Okay, so are we ready?
I'm ready.
I'm so ready.
Next competition. I will explain the rules again. This is Breaking Feud. I will say a question. Your guys' goal is to get the number one answer out of how many ever there are. Whoever raises their hand first will get to answer first. If you get the number one answer first, then you win that round, best 3 out of 5. If you don't, your opponent will get a chance to answer. Whoever, let's say you get like number three answer, if your opponent gets like the number two, then they will win that round.
Hands on the table.
So it's basically like Family Feud.
Exactly.
Shh. It's Breaking Feud.
Breaking Feud is better.
It's completely original.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's like profanity on this show. You don't talk about that show here.
No, we
what
don't.
What show?
Yeah, what? What are you talking about?
All right, how about we just go ahead and just start it?
All right. Jackson's main goal in this, because he played in the last one. Now, his main goal is to make sure whoever raised their hand first.
Absolutely. So let's get this started. Yes.
First question.
Whoa.
Name a character famous for selling cereal.
Addie?
Tony the Tiger.
Number one answer right there.
Yes!
Man.
I wouldn't know anything.
Oh, my God.
So that, Eddie's up 1-0 at the beginning here.
It's that Bumblebee, right? The one that for like Honey Nut Cheerios, Bumblebee.
Oh yeah, Tony the Tiger's Frosted Flakes. Yes. I think.
Oh. Number two was Captain Crunch. Mm. Three was Trix the Rabbit, and four was Toucan Sam.
Okay, I knew Trix and Captain Crunch. Anyway,
are we ready for two?
Yes.
So ready.
Name an animal that moves its tail a lot, Addie.
A dog.
That was number one answer.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting no chance.
What were you going to say, Nick?
I was probably going to say a dog like Addie, and then, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
if I had a choice, maybe I would have gone with something like a cat.
Albino cat.
You
know what? It wasn't a white animal this time, Addie.
Cat was number two.
Yeah.
Monkey was three, cow was four, and horse was five.
Cow.
Man, I got to get on the board here.
Come on, Nick.
Addie disrespectful right now.
Could finish the game like right here, and we could be done like 10 minutes early.
That would not be fun.
Are we still going to do the last two questions even if I
yes.
lose horribly?
Yeah.
Because they're right, fun. All right. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Nick?
Yes.
At least get 1 point.
I'll try my best, but Addie's got that like speed arm. It's like a hair trigger on a pistol or something.
I just pops in my mind.
Man. Okay. Name a superhero who doesn't fly.
Nick.
Captain America.
No. Addie.
What?
Batman.
Batman was number two.
What?
Nick, you got a chance.
No, he doesn't, because he answered first.
No.
Okay. How is Captain America not on there?
He's not.
I'm really curious. I would think Batman would be number one.
Yeah.
Number one was Spider-Man.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know what? That's no. He flies in some way.
No, he like Spider-Man. He well, like, I mean, like he shoots his little spider web.
But he
like,
stays in the air. I mean,
no. Man, I got disrespected up in here.
Okay, well then, does that count Batman flying when he jumps off a building and uses
technically
cape?
He can glide.
No, he can't fly. He can glide, but that's not flying.
Number 3 was The Flash. 4 was The Incredible Hulk. 5 was Robin. And that's it.
You made it sound
like
good.
I felt like I had a good guess, but apparently
yeah, you
not.
Did. That was a very good guess.
Yeah, it was.
So it looks like Addy moves on. Addy wins.
I'm so sorry, Nick, but gotta dump that salt on the wound.
I'm pretty salty about that. Yeah, I'm pretty salty about that. That last question, that was shady.
Well, congratulations.
Speech.
For Addy.
Wait, I think, don't we need to finish the last two questions?
You still get a speech.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to thank my mom and my dad for raising me and for teaching me who Tony the Tiger was and Batman.
Because the TV definitely didn't teach you that.
Oh, yeah, the TV did not teach me that at all. But, no, I had a fun time with Nick over here. And I love the Breaking Feud. This is fun.
Yes, it is. So we're just going to do the other two questions I have because we like to have fun. And I would like to see Nick actually win something.
Nick will win. I have faith in him.
All right. Are you guys ready for
this? I want to make this close, man. 3-2.
Yeah.
Like, come on, please.
Yeah, you could actually make it sound like you had a chance.
I mean, I did. I just...
Yeah.
We weren't fast enough.
I was fast enough on the last one, and then the answers were all messed up anyway, so it's like...
All right.
Man.
Name something...
The answers were all messed up anyway. I like it.
Yeah, it's definitely not my brain.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
No.
All right. Name something you might eat for breakfast, Addy.
Cereal.
That was number 2. Nick, you have a chance.
Eggs and bacon.
I'll give you eggs because that was the number 1 answer.
Yeah. Sweet.
Nick got a point.
Got me.
Yeah, make it.
3-1.
Make it close, man. This isn't as disrespectful anymore.
Hey, I have an idea. Addy, if you're up for it, 5 of 7.
What?
I don't have enough questions.
5 of 7?
I'm good with whatever.
Okay. 1st of 5. We'll just do that.
Oh,
we're
extending it?
I'm getting nervous.
Why not?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Is the question maker over there ready for this?
Yeah.
No. Okay, I got one more. Wait, we're doing 1st of 5.
1st of 5.
Yeah. 1st of 5, so I'm still in this.
Yep.
Oh, man. So no, this is not fair. I already did my speech. What? I already had the applause.
It's up to Addy. Addy, do you want to do this?
It's Addy's choice.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay,
yeah.
let's do it. So, 1st of 5. Nick, do you want to count that one that Nick already has?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so it's 3-1.
Yes.
3-1.
Nick has to get 4 in a row to win.
Not technically. She can get 1.
Oh, yes. All right.
Let's go.
Name a smell you associate with fall. Nick?
Rain.
That was 2. Addy?
Apple cider?
I'll give you apples, but that was 5.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Let's go.
Why not pumpkin?
What's the
pumpkin? I'll give you that because it's pumpkin pie. That was 4.
That was 4?
What's number 1?
Huh.
Leaves.
Oh.
At first, I was thinking leaves, and then I was like wet leaves, and then I was like rain. I'm going with rain because leaves don't really smell.
Or like candles.
I don't know.
Because candles can come in all those scents, like leaves. I guess I should have said that. That could have been all of the above.
Yeah. And the number 3, it went leaves, rain, campfire, pumpkin pie, apples.
Mm. Okay.
So the score is 3-2. Nick's starting his comeback right now.
Ooh.
Nick, how are you feeling so far?
I'm just not going to say anything because I don't want to ruin it.
I'm actually getting really nervous, you guys.
Okay, number 3.
Okay, 3rd question.
Wait, why is number 3? We've done a lot more than 3.
Wait, stop messing me up, Jackson. All right, ready?
Ready.
Name a snack you might have at the movies.
That was Addy.
Popcorn.
Number 1 answer right
there. Oh my gosh. That one was just like whoever raised their hand first.
I agree with that one, Nick.
The other answers were 2 was nachos, 3 was milk duds, and 4 was snow caps, like icies.
Okay. I have one that's kind of hard.
Snow caps with candy.
I have one that's kind of hard. Okay. It is 4-2.
So I have to win this one.
Yes. This is kind of hard. Not going to blame you if you don't get it, but you will eventually get it. Name something that you push. Addy.
A button.
No. Nick.
4, 3, 2, 1.
You push your chair in.
No.
Back to Addie.
You push a shopping cart when you go to the grocery store.
Oh, that's... Oh, I can already tell that's on there.
Number one.
Yeah!
Dang it! I already knew. I was like...
Number one, shopping cart. Number two, a baby stroller. Number three, a vacuum. And number four, a lawnmower.
Yep.
Score. I would have said lawnmower.
So Addie moves on.
Yeah.
After accepting the challenge to not move on and lose to Nick with his comeback, I had faith in you.
That whole time I was thinking button. Like when I brought my hand up, button. And then you said you push a button. I was like... No.
I could tell. I could tell the more I said it's not on there, Nick's face just went, what the? What am I going to say now?
Oh, man. That was rough.
That was fun.
Push your chair
in.
Props to you, though, Addie.
Push your chair in.
Thank you, Nick. Good job, Nick.
I just reverted to the first thing that I thought in my brain, which I guess I was thinking about table manners or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
You push table manners?
No,
thinking. No, you push your chair. You push your chair in, like, when you get up or whatever.
Speech.
We already have a speech.
All right, once again, I'd like to thank everyone out there, all the listeners, and I'm excited to be back on The Breaking Point. So much fun. And for future, too. You'll be coming on later.
Because I'm going against.
Am I going against
Kendall.
Next? Ooh, Kendall.
Yeah. Kendall, that will be in 2 weeks, I think.
2 weeks. Yep. Sounds like fun.
Or next week.
No, because we have Sam and him coming on next week.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I'm feeling the disrespect right now. I want a loser's bracket.
We might have that.
It is in discussion.
Actually, Nick, you need a speech. A final goodbye
speech. Nick.
A final goodbye speech. What can I really say?
Well, how was your time on The Breaking Point? Was it fun?
Well, I mean, of course it was fun. Like,
best show ever?
Yeah, I'll give you guys that.
Couldn't say it better myself.
Best show ever, but only because I was on. As soon as I walk out of the studio, it's not good.
Wow.
Anymore.
Okay. Oh, man. Well, that's the end of The Breaking Point for this day.
Awesome.
Right now. I'd like to thank you guys for coming on. Leo, you were awesome. Nick, Addie, you guys were awesome.
Yep. I would love to see Addie move on. Continue moving on. I want to see Addie and Sam go again.
I do too.
Oh, that would be great.
I'm making my predictions right now. Addie versus Sam in the championship.
Ooh.
You guys better free your Thursdays.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ryan and Jackson. I had a lot of fun, and I had a lot of fun with you too, Nick.
Thanks, all three of you. It was really fun, honestly, and I hope people keep tuning in to listen to this because it's really a great time.
Yep, also, so we have Breaking Point on 91.3 WHAE 5 to 6:30 every Thursday. You have my show on 3:30 to 5:00 every Friday, along with Ryan's. Ryan has a SRT show that comes on every other Friday, so it won't be on this week. It will be on next week, right?
Not on next week.
Next week's a blue day, isn't it?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Student radio time. People come in, sing, play the guitar, rap. We have a rapper coming in, so listen to that.
Right?
No, you're not.
Eventually?
No.
Maybe? I'll throw down some rhymes. okay. Follow us on Instagram, breaking_point91.3. See you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. You guys are the best.
My name is Matthew.